Romans chapter 14, verse 11. For it is written, as I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess to God, so that every one of us shall give account of himself to God. Daniel chapter 7, verse 10. A stream of fire issued and came out from before him. A thousand thousands served him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The court sat in judgment, and the books were opened. And what I want to call this message is this: called out or blotted out? Called out or blotted out? Father, Lord, we just ask to speak to us today. Let your word find good soil. Lord, let it build faith. Let it build hope, Lord God. Lord, we just thank you for showing up at Rehoboth today, for being in our service, for being in our worship. Lord, we ask for the anointing right now that will break every chain, that will release every fetter. Lord, we bind every spirit that's not of you, Lord, and we give you all of the praise, all of the honor and the glory in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Amen. Called out or blotted out? One of the things that I have to do as pastor that sometimes I'm not really enthusiastic is funerals. And this week, obviously a lot of you know, we did the funeral for Sister McCrary's grandson. And there's nearly something I always say at funerals, something I always say the same about the fact that we are all writing a book. You're writing a book. Every day you get up, you're writing a book. It's your book. It's telling your story. It's the story about your life and your choices and what you're doing and where you've been and where you're going. And some people's book is not very long. Sometimes it ends suddenly. Some have a lot of chapters. The majority of the books start out all happy, somewhere in a hospital room or in a room where there's birth. That's how the book starts off, and it's all joyous and happy at the birth. But sometimes the story turns ugly. Sometimes you have some dark chapters. And this book has got a name on it, and it's got your name on it. Each and every one of us are authors of our life story. Each day we get to write a new chapter of our lives, whether for good or for bad. And do you know that it's being recorded? Siri, are you listening to me?
I respect your privacy and only listen when you're talking to me. You can learn about Apple's approach to privacy at apple.com.
See, what you're saying is being recorded. Microsoft and Apple are listening to you. Amazon is listening to you. But most of all, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords is listening to you. You know, we teach and believe that God has inspired the prophets and the writers to write this book we call the Bible, of 66 books. And it's what we use as the fundamental for the Word of God. 2 Peter 1:21 explains it. It says, for the prophecy, the word came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. God told them to write these books down. In Exodus 34:27, God told Moses to write down his words. The Lord said unto Moses, write thou these words, for after the tenor of these words have I made a covenant with thee and with Israel. In the New Testament, God specifically tells John the apostle, when he's in the Isle of Patmos, to write down the words. Revelation 1:11, saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, and what thou seest, write in a book, and send it to the seven churches. So God is also recording what we do and say. We are writing down our life story. Every day we get up, we write another page. But God is also recording what we do and say. There are some books that he did not even let man write. He let man write the 66 books that we call the Bible, but there were some books that were so important that he didn't leave it to anyone else to write. We find that in the book of Malachi chapter 3 and verse 16, and I'd like you to just start from the Amplified version. Verse 16, it said, "Then those that feared the Lord," it says, "with awe-filled reverence, spoke to one another." That's what we're doing today. "And the Lord paid attention and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him." See, God is writing down every time you cry out, every tear you shed, every prayer you make, every word you're saying. He's writing it down. The Bible says that there is a book called the Book of Remembrance that he didn't leave to prophets or preachers or anyone else. But he's writing this one down himself. A book of remembrance was written before him of those that fear the Lord and who esteem his name. Verse 17, "They will be mine, says the Lord, on the day when I publicly recognize them and openly declare them to be mine own possession." He's writing down your name. "This is my very special treasure, and I will have compassion on them and spare them as a man spares his own son who serves him. Then you will distinguish between the righteous and the wicked, between the ones who serve God and the ones that don't." The question is your name going to be called out or blotted out? Too many people know that Alexa and Siri are listening to you, but they don't realize that someone else is listening to you. There is a book of remembrance being written down. Every week, every month, every day, every year, your life is being recorded. And the question is, will your name be called out or blotted out? Yes, this blotting thing is a real thing. It's in the Bible. It's in Exodus 32:32. Moses, when the children of Israel had disobeyed, he asked God, "Please blot out my name. Yet now, if thou will forgive not, if you will forgive their sin, and if not, blot me, I pray thee, out of thy book which thou hast written." Moses knew about this book. He knew that this book was so important that it was more than the one that he was writing. He said, "Lord, if you're not going to forgive Israel, if you're going to destroy them, then you might as well blot me out." In Exodus 32:33, "And the Lord said to Moses, whosoever hath sinned against me, him will I blot out of my book." I'm asking you today, is your name going to be called out or is it going to be blotted out? Deuteronomy 29:20. This thing about blotting out, it's real. It's in the Bible. "The Lord will not spare him, but then the anger of the Lord and his jealousy shall smoke against that man, and all the curses that are written in this book shall lie upon him, and the Lord shall blot out his name from under heaven." What a sad thing. See, God is real big on books. He has written a book of remembrance. But yet that is still not the most important book that God is writing. There are at least several other books that are mentioned. There's one called the Book of God's Wars. It's found in Numbers 21:14. Every time God goes into battle, it's written down. Every time he's fought for you, it's written down. Numbers 21:14, "Wherefore it is said in the book of the wars of the Lord." God wrote down what he did for Israel when they crossed the Red Sea, how he destroyed the Egyptians, how he delivered them so many times from the Amalekites, from the Amorites, from the Ammonites, how he destroyed Jericho, how he defeated the Nephilim. Do you know every time you get a victory, it's written down? He's got a book called the Book of the Wars of God. You think you won the battle. You think you were so smart. You think it was because of your skill. No, it wasn't. God fought on your behalf. See, this book, the Book of God's Wars, it contains the record of God's battles. It's written down. I wonder if your name is going to be called out or blotted out. But even with these two books, the books of remembrance, the book of the God's Wars, that's still not the most important book. Moses mentioned it. But the first time in Scripture the full name of this book is given, it's written by David. And it's in Psalm 69, which is really a psalm of David's repentance. Starting from verse 5, I'd like to read the whole psalm, but we don't have time. David is acknowledging his weakness and his utter uselessness. He says, "Oh God, thou knowest my foolishness, and my sins are not hid from thee." He was asking God for mercy and grace because all his enemies were coming against him. They were pressing him sore. He says, "Let not them that wait on thee, O God of hosts, be ashamed for my sake. Let not those that seek thee be confounded for my sake, O God of Israel." He knew he, as king, and because he messed up, he was going to have to deal with all the trouble he was going to cause Israel. He says, "Because for thy sake I have borne reproach. Shame hath covered my face." Verse 13. "But as for me, my prayer is unto thee, O Lord, in an acceptable time, O God, in the multitude of thy mercy. Hear me in the truth of thy salvation. Deliver me out of the mire. Let me not sink. Let me be delivered from them that hate me and out of the deep waters." David knew how to pray. David knew how to call upon the name of the Lord. "Let not the water flood overflow me, neither let the deep swallow me up. Let not the pit shut her mouth upon me. Hear me, O Lord, for thy loving kindness is good. Turn unto me according to the multitude of thy tender mercies." David knew how to pray. Verse 17, "Hide not thy face from thy servant, for I'm in trouble." Now that's where I start to understand where David's going. "I'm in trouble. For I am in trouble. Hear me speedily." And then verse 17 starts to change because David now is being prophetic. Because if you understand the words he's saying, they're prophetic. He says, "They gave me gall for my meat, and for my thirst they gave me vinegar." Don't know if you start to get hints of what he's prophesying now. And then the first time the name of this most important book is fully given, I'm not going to read the whole chapter. We jump to verse 28. And there we go. "Let them be blotted out of the book of the living, and not be written with the righteous." The most important book that your name needs to be in is the book of life. Are you going to be called out, or are you going to be blotted out? Let me say it again. Are you going to be called out, or are you going to be blotted out? David understood, Moses understood, all through the Bible, it's this thing about being blotted out of the book. This is the most precious book. It's the book of life. You have two choices. Your name is either in the book or it's blotted out of the book. In Luke chapter 10, Jesus had sent his disciples out, and he'd given them all kinds of authority and power, and they'd been doing miracles, casting out demons, healing the sick. The blinded eyes were open, the lame was walking, and they were so happy. They thought, this was it. This is the greatest thing that has happened. But here's what Jesus told them. "Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not." What? What did he say? "That the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice, because your names are written in heaven." That's what I'm asking you today. Is your name called out or is it blotted out? You have only two choices. There is no gray area in this. Your name is either in the book or it's not in the book. Everyone is born into this book, but not everyone stays in the book. It's never said your name is written in. It's always blotted out. Revelation chapter 4, verse 1. "And after this, I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me, which said, Come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter. And immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat upon the throne." Not three, one. "And he that sat was to look upon like a jasper," that means like a diamond, "and a sardine stone. And there was a rainbow around about the throne in the sight like unto an emerald." Now jumping to chapter 5, verse 1, I'm setting the scene here. "And I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and on the backside, sealed with seven seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, Who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof? Verse 3, And no man in heaven, nor in earth, neither under the earth was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. Verse 4 is kind of strange. It says that John started to weep. And I wept much, because no man was found worthy to open the book, and most importantly of all, to read the book. Now, the question is, why was John weeping? Did he know what this book was? Did he know what this book was? And I'm going to tell you, yes, he did. He knew that unless this book could be opened and the names called out and the names read, there was no promise of eternal life, because this book is the book of life. There would be no redemption. The seals had to be broken. The book had to be opened so that the eternal life on the names could be declared. I'm asking you today, are you called out or blotted out? This is why John wept, because he thought it was hopeless. You mean after all this time, and here we are at the final end of everything, there's no one can open the book. There's no names that can be called out. Let me tell you this. Jesus said that you need to rejoice if your name is what? In the book. In Philippians 4:3, Paul says the same thing to the people he was working with. He says, and I entreat thee also, true yoke fellow, help those women which labored with me in the gospel, with Clement also, and with other my fellow laborers whose names are in the book of life. I'm telling you that it doesn't matter what else happens to you, whether you have a degree, whether you have a PhD, whether you're rich, whether you're poor, whether you were sick your whole life, what's the most important thing is that your name is written in the book. You see, your name is either going to be called out or it's blotted out. In Revelation 3:5, in the beginning of the book that he told John to write, Jesus says this: he that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will what? Not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will call out. Call out. Let me say it again. Call out his name before the Father. See, that's why John was weeping, because if no one could open the book, the names could not be called out. He knew what the promise of this book was. Now, many Bible scholars will tell you that they think it was the deed to the earth, and it may be, but it also is the book of life. See, Jesus said he was going to call out your name, my name, before the Father. It says, he that overcometh, I will clothe him in white raiment. I'm going to call out his name. Many have said that if he didn't say, Lazarus, come forth, every single dead person would have broken out of their tomb. See, when Jesus calls your name, it's going to be special. The Bible says he's going to come with the trump of God and the sound of the trumpet, and he's going to say something. Let me show you something interesting here. This is a little Bible study today. One of the elders, Revelation 5:5, one of the elders said unto him, weep not, behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, of the root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God, sent forth into all the earth. Now, jumping to verse 9, and they sang a new song. See, I'm going to tell you something, a little revelation today. The other reason why Jesus came and died was so that he could open the book. Yes, he came to die for us, but the ultimate reason was so that he could read the names. He said, I will declare your name before heaven. I will call out your name. Are you called out or is your name blotted out? And they sung a new song saying, thou art worthy to take the book. Here's the reason, and to open the seals. Why? For thou wast slain. There was another reason why Jesus had to die, so that he could qualify to open the book. Thou hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. Now, to prove to you what this book is, let's jump to Revelation chapter 13, verse 8. And it tells us what this book is. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb, slain from the foundation of the world. Now let me tell you, anytime there's going to be life, God has to call your name. Believe it or not. I'm going to show you that this is true. The first time when God created man, he had to call his name to put him in the book of life. Genesis chapter 5, verse 2. Male and female created he them and blessed them. And then what did he do? That's when the name went into the book of life. Do you understand? For us to be the new man, Adam, to be a new son of God, God has got to confess your name. For the first man, Adam, he had to call out his name. When did it say he did it? In the day that they were created. In the day that you're created, your name has to be in that book. You're either going to be called out or blotted out. You have a choice. Do you know if you're going to be called out or has your name been blotted out? The prophet Daniel in chapter 12 of his book had been given all these great revelations. He'd been shown all the future plan of God, and most of it he didn't understand. It was way above his head. The only thing he could ask was about himself. And he asked God, what about, you know, what's going to happen? God said, listen, Daniel, in your day, you're going to stand in your lot. Daniel means God is my judge. Daniel chapter 12, verse 9. And he said, go thy way, Daniel, for the words are closed and sealed. Sealed till the time of the end. He was telling him the book is sealed. The names have to be revealed. And only Jesus is going to do it. Are you called out? Are you blotted out? We need to make sure that our name is in the book. We need to make sure that our name is in the book. Your name has to be called out. Jesus said in Revelation, he says, I will confess your name in heaven. Your name's going to be called out. He's going to call your name. And just like he called Lazarus, and Lazarus came out of the tomb, it means your name is written in the Lamb's book of life. Amen. If you could stand with me, I told you I wasn't going to be long. Just remember this when you go. Are you called out or have you been blotted out? We have a choice today. The Bible says to make our calling and election sure. God wants to call your name. He called everybody who he used by a name. He called Abraham, Abraham. He called Sarai, Sarah. He named Isaac from his birth. He told Abraham and Sarah, listen, I'm going to choose the name of that kid. Thou shalt call his name Isaac. He changed Jacob to Israel. Do you understand what I'm saying? He's got to call, you got to be called out or you're going to be blotted out. He even changed Peter's name. Simon, from now on, you're going to be Cephas. When we go down in that pool, our name is changed. You're part of a new family. The Bible says that everyone that names the name of Jesus, depart. Leave it alone. Let sin stay over there. Because you're either going to be called out or blotted out. It's a serious thing. It's in the whole Bible, this thing about blotting out. You don't want your name blotted out. You want your name called out. Jesus said in Revelation 3:5, to them that overcome, I'm going to give them white robes, and I'm going to call out your name. Just as he did with Adam. Genesis 5:2, male and female created he them and blessed them and called out their name, Adam, in the day when they were created. We're either going to be called out or blotted out. It's a serious thing. It's a very serious thing. Usually the last thing I say at a funeral is in Revelation, where it says, and the books were opened. At the very, 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 very last judgment, at the very, very last judgment. In the book of Revelation, it says, and the books were opened. The books he's talking about is the book you're writing right now. Your book. You can either be judged by that book and what story that tells, or you can be judged by his book. I don't want people reading some of my chapters. Some of them are not pleasant. Some of them don't tell a good story. But it says in Revelation, it says, and the books were opened. It said we were going to have to give an account for every single word. Siri is listening to me. Alexa's listening to me. The government is listening to me. But so is Jesus. For by thy words shalt thou be justified, and by thy words shalt thou be content. It is written, as I live, saith the Lord, every knee, no exceptions, shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess. Verse 12 says, so then every one of us is going to have to look at our book, unless we have used his book. And the books were opened. But the hope is it doesn't end there, because my book's not got such good stories in it. But I love that God's grace and his mercy says, and another book. And another book, which is the book of life. That's the final hope, is that your name is going to be called out and not blotted out. We're going to close this service, but I want us to take this seriously, because just as how, as you can see, Siri and all these things are listening to you, God has got several books going. There's a book of remembrance. There's a book of his wars. All the times when he fought for you, you didn't know, it's been written down. But the greatest book, and the book that is the most important, it's not whether you can do miracles, whether you die rich, whether you're famous, whether... it's whether your name is written in the Lamb's book of life. This altar is open. Let's make sure that our name is going to be called out and not blotted out. Let's make sure today that we repent. Ask God for mercy and for grace, that our name will still be in that book, that he will confess, call out our name to his Father. He did that with Job. Hast thou considered my servant Job? He's done that with some of his saints. Are we going to be called out or blotted out? I'm finished. I'm not going to preach anymore. But this is what I felt the Lord wanted me to tell you today. There is a book being written, and your name is either called out or it's going to be blotted out. Hallelujah. Father, Lord Jesus, we come to you today. Lord, we bow down before you. Lord, we ask you, O God, to forgive us. Forgive me, Lord. Lord, of any transgressions I have made. Lord, I know your mercy like you gave to David. Lord, he said, blot out my foolishness. Lord, my sins, Lord God. Lord, I know your mercy is great. I know you are speaking to us today. I know you want to call our name out. Lord, I know you don't want to blot out anyone's name. Lord, we come before you today with all humility. Lord, we seek your face. Lord, we want to make our calling and election sure. Speak to us today. Lord, let your hand of blessing be upon us. Let your mercy and your forgiveness flood this place. Lord, let us leave here, Lord God, with joy, knowing, Lord God, that we are your son, that we are your daughter, and you have changed our name. You have called our name. Lord, we just thank you right now for all that you are doing right now, that you are changing lives, that you are changing directions, even at this instant. Lord, that your mercy and your grace is flowing into this building right now. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. Hallelujah. Church, if you could pray with me as I pray for those at the altar.